o'clock. I'd like to call this meeting to order. The recent Queens Municipalities hearing for the designation of Milton Douglas House as a municipal heritage property. The purpose of this hearing is to allow opportunity for the owners of the Milton Douglas House, the North Queens Heritage House Museum, to make comment on the proposed inclusion of the Milton Douglas House in the Municipal Registry of Heritage Properties for the region of Queens. As set out under the Nova Scotia Heritage Property Act, the owners of a property being considered for heritage designation must be notified and given the opportunity to come before council to express any comments or concerns that they may have. Please note that this hearing is to allow council to consider comments from the owners of the Milton Douglas House on the proposed designation, not public comments. The reasons for this proposed designation are: the dwelling was constructed circa 1854 and is situated on part of the lands granted to John Douglas in 1825. The Douglas family are well-known business owners and employers. Increased public awareness regarding the significance of heritage in our communities. So now we can have remarks from the North Queens Heritage House applicants. If you'd like to identify yourself, you can speak in through the mic if you wish.
Mayor Norman and Councilors, I'm Eugene Penny. I'm president of the North Queens Heritage Society. We are pleased to be here this evening, and you will consider officially the designation of the North Queens Heritage property as a
municipal heritage property.
Anyway, did a little bit of history. That the house was built in 1854 by Milton Douglas and his father, who wrote carpenters. John Douglas came to Caledonia in 1817, along with the seven original settlers. Built a house, don't know anything about it, and no pictures or very little description of it. The house burned, so he and his son decided to build this new residence. As you can see, if you were there and looked at it, walk through it. It was well built, well designed and well built, as it still stands straight and square. And around, I forgot the year now, 1985, the widow of the last great grandson of Milton Douglas and her son decided they wanted a newer house or a smaller house, more convenient, so they built their new bungalow and they gifted this property to the North Queens Heritage Society. You think it's important that it be designated as a historic property when you consider the other properties in the area, probably all over the county, that are being destroyed or allowed to deteriorate. North Queens has several churches that have disappeared. Several have been sold and turned into storage and garage properties. So if we can save this one, we have done a great service to the community. That's the gist of it, and that's why we think that we appreciate very much if it's designated as a historic property. I think I'll ask Mrs. Lomas. Ann Lomas is one of our directors. If she can tell you more about what we do there, what it's used for. And
you thought you were only the company.
Apparently I'm the sidekick. Anyway, my name is Ann Lomas, and thank you very much for hearing us this evening. We do a lot of things at the museum. But what I first would like to say is that it is still very much like it originally was built inside. We have owned the property, put in a bathroom, but there was not a bathroom there. It still has the very old utilitarian kitchen, pantry and, you know, that sort of thing. It's not, you know, a lot of the properties in the Caledonia area, including the house that I live in now, we've been, everybody's been renovated. This has not really been renovated. It's very, very much like they would have built it and lived in it at that time, and that's one of the reasons why we think it should be looked at as a heritage property. But we would like to, you know, we've done different things from there over the years, and when I say we, not me, because I'm new to this association, but they've had school children in, and needless to say, we've done many tours through the summer months when we are open. There were people this summer who did come. We didn't get very many visitors, but we did get two separate families from the area that came to check with our records about their family, and then they shared some of their things that we didn't have. So we acquired more information, and they acquired more information this summer, which was really good. We're always ongoing on fundraising, and I guess bottom line for this is, if we start out with the municipal designation, then we will go on to provincial, and that might open us up to other ways to access, you know, a few more funds to keep the heat on, keep the lights on, keep it open for people in our community to come and see. The family that lived there last was not necessarily that Douglas family that we think of when we think of the Douglas family. They were the more working class people, not the business owners. But that's not to say that they're any less important than those people. But they were more, you know, working class. They were a different son of these people. You know, they were cousins of the store owners and the mill owners and that sort of thing. But they did keep the family house in a state that, when we inherited it, and we've worked on it recently. We just put a new roof on last year, and this year we just had it repainted, and we're doing our level best to keep everything that we have in our building dry and worth looking at and worth having people come in and tour the building. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Lomas. Just as closing remarks, perhaps I'll just let you know that in probably less than 5 minutes, your item will come on our agenda. And I think now you should take a seat in the public seating area.